News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
People Before Profit have called on the government to introduce a publicly owned non-profit state grocery service, beginning with a pilot in communities most affected by food poverty and chronic disease. And Conor Reddy, a People Before Profit councillor for Ballymun Finglas and co-author of the policy, joins us now. Good morning to you, Conor. Please explain how this might work.
Good morning. So yeah, like you said, this is a pilot project. So it's an experiment. It's an experiment, really. There's two big crises going on at the moment. One is obviously grocery price inflation and food poverty as a result of that. I think Bernardo showed us a couple of weeks ago that 41% of parents have admitted to either cutting back what they eat or skipping meals to feed their children. And then I guess alongside that, there's also a crisis with food-related chronic disease. So obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes. And unfortunately, there is a social gradient in these conditions. So you see them at higher rates in poorer communities. And quite often that's because either it's cheaper to fill your trolley with ultra processed or frozen foods as opposed to fresh veg and meats. Or it's because there's just nothing available in your local area. There's huge parts of Dublin, huge parts of the country that are food deserts. In other words, the market hasn't provided accessible, nutritious food anywhere in the vicinity. So this is a pilot project. It'd be quite a modest one. We're talking 3 to 5 stores and a central hub for distribution at the start. It's not a buy everything kind of shop that we're talking about. Instead, what we're talking about is a place to buy your staples, a place to buy nutritious veg and meats, hopefully supplied by local producers, so it brings in sustainability and benefit for Irish agriculture.
How is it funded, Conor?
How's it funded? So we actually did a costing exercise on this, and we proposed putting a 10% levy on the profits of grocers that make above 50 million euro a year, and a 10% levy on fast food chains that make above 25 million a year. So you bring in about 26 million euro if you were to do that. And there is a lot of profiteering at the moment in food production and in the grocery sector. Like Tesco, to give you one example, I think last November reported profits of 94.7 million. So that's a huge amount of money made off the back of people who are struggling to put food on their tables. So we'd propose, it's a modest tax really at the end of the day, but I think there's also savings to be made here. Those chronic diseases cost the HSE and the state a lot of money. So if you're to intervene in this way, we think you could save money on one hand, you could fund some of this project as well through that tax on grocers and on fast food.
Okay, so you're raising 26 million. I have a few questions. That you're talking about taxing supermarkets and using that tax to fund competition to supermarkets. Why would people go to the supermarkets anymore if they could go to the state-run grocery service that is cheaper? And therefore, would it not be the case that those supermarkets would soon see their profits eroded?
Well, look, so the pilot, as we propose it, the stores would open up in the most disadvantaged communities, the places that are food deserts.
And they're not food banks, these places. You're talking about people going in and buying food.
Yeah. But buying food, not for profit. So the best prices that we can possibly provide to people, that's what we're proposing here. And it's not, as I said, a buy everything store. You're not going in there with a huge amount of
choice. But you're buying carrots, potatoes, onions, this type of things.
Fresh veg, fresh meat, and a couple of other essentials.
You do know that there's been loads of studies, Conor, that show if you actually go to the supermarket and buy that kind of food, that it is quite cheap. Like half a kilo of carrots is 79 cent in Tesco.
I don't know if
you're talking about bringing it down to 10 cent or 20 cent, but you're talking about cents to buy fresh vegetables. But people don't buy them. And there's something else you said, and I have to put it to you because people are texting in about it and saying, you said two things. You said parents are going without meals and they're skipping meals and they're doing all that, and it sounds terrible. And then you pointed out that we're getting fatter and fatter in this country, so not that many people are skipping meals, are they?
Well, they are. Like the research from Bernardo's, and I think Aldi shows it.
And those are self-reported things. People say, when you ask them, are you skipping meals? Are you short of money? Do you go without things? And people say yes. But the fact remains that you said yourself our obesity levels are through the roof. I'm not sure who is starving. Like that's a very big contradiction there.
It's not really. It's about what people are eating. So poorer people tend to eat diets that are richer in ultra-processed foods, a very low nutritional value.
And are you saying if carrots go down from 79 cent to 20 cent, people are going to change their ways in terms of how they eat?
I think we're focusing a little bit too much on carrots here. Like, I'm talking about the price of a pack of chicken fillets, a pack of ground beef. Maybe it could be fruit. Fruit is really expensive at the moment. Like, a pack of apples, I paid €3 for yesterday. I think there's about seven apples in the bag.
I bought a tray of chicken fillets yesterday in my local supermarket. They were $4.99. A spice bag is a tenner. Do you know what I mean? What I'm saying to you is you can eat... if you cook relatively cheaply. I'm not sure that you're addressing the problem here of what's actually going on in terms of what people are putting into themselves.
I think we are. And look, it's a pilot. This is an experiment. And alongside it, you could have other interventions. You could have nutritional education in schools. There's actually a great program in my own area at the moment looking at cooking on a budget and cooking nutritious meals. So this is the type of thing that the HSE could be involved with and kind of chronic disease prevention strategy. So I think these things should come together in the round. So you'd have a targeted intervention in the poorest communities to improve nutrition and access to cheap food. I have a couple of friends that run soup runs, and like, it is often meat, nutritious foods that people are looking for, but unfortunately soup runs rely on donations. Sure. And there's only so much of that stuff that can be given out. So I think there is a demand, and that's what we're trying to meet with this policy.
All right. We will ask our listeners what they think of it. It's an interesting proposal, and I thank you very much for joining us this morning on it, Conor. That's Conor Reddy. They're People Before Profit Councillor for Ballymun Finglas. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.